Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach, and each episode I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called Side Hustles That Work Best for Creatives. Now let's dive in. Here's a statistic that might surprise you. 73% of creative professionals quit their side hustle within 3 months. But here's what's fascinating. It's not because they lack talent. It's because they're solving the wrong problem first. Most creatives start with passion projects instead of profit validation. We get caught up in this romantic notion of build it and they will come. But that myth kills creative businesses faster than any competition ever could. Here's a simple test I give all my creative clients. Can you get 10 people to pay you $1 before you build anything elaborate? If the answer is no, you're building a hobby, not a business. Here's what the data shows us. Successful creative side hustles solve immediate pain points, not long-term artistic visions. Research reveals that service-based creative businesses have 3 times higher survival rates than product-based ones in their first year. Think design templates for busy entrepreneurs versus custom art portfolios. The templates win every single time. Let me tell you about Sarah, a graphic designer who learned this lesson the hard way. She spent 6 months building what she thought was her dream, a custom illustration business. 6 months of work, countless hours perfecting her craft, and she made $200 total. But then something shifted. One casual conversation with a small business owner revealed a specific pain point. They desperately needed quick, professional Instagram story templates, but couldn't afford custom design work. Sarah pivoted immediately. Instead of creating what she wanted to create, she started solving what people actually needed solved. Within 30 days, she generated $2,400 in revenue selling $12 template packs. Same creative skills, completely different approach. She stopped leading with artistry and started leading with market demand. This is why understanding your why matters so much in creative businesses. Your why isn't just about expressing your creativity. It's about understanding why your creativity matters to someone else's problem. So here's your framework for the next 7 days. Days 1 and 2. Interview 5 potential customers about their biggest creative-related frustrations. Days 3 and 4, identify the most common complaint and brainstorm 3 simple solutions you could deliver. Days 5 and 6, create a basic version and ask those same 5 people if they'd pay for it. Day 7, if 3 or more say yes, you have a viable concept. Skip the fancy website, skip the perfect branding. Just solve one problem really well. Your creativity isn't the question mark in your side hustle equation. Your market understanding is. Lead with problems. Follow with artistry. Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.